Give me your afternoon. I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, 2,123 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. Yes, you heard me. 2,123. Lagos had 1,552 cases. 1,552. Has Lagos ever had a four-digit figure? A daily figure? Four-digit? I don't recall. Fourth wave is here, man. Omicron is here. Don't go out if you can avoid it. If you must go out, wear your mask. I loved watching in traffic today the number of people who were wearing their masks, even in their cars. And the reason they were wearing the masks in their car was because they were in those cars with multiple people. I loved seeing that. But I saw it more in private vehicles than I saw on public vehicles. So, you know, just please do your best. Protect yourself. Keep your distance from people. Wash your hands. Sanitize your hands frequently. Keep your distance from people, I beg. Let's be safe. And go and get vaccinated. Please, go and get vaccinated. I'm seeing right now on CNN that Israel is recommending fourth doses for people who are in the high-risk groups. So people who are older, people who have medical conditions, they're even giving them fourth doses. Meanwhile, in Nigeria, some people are still arguing about the first dose and 5G and chips. And you're not that important. Nobody wants to put a chip inside you. Trust me. If they wanted to chip you, they already have your phone details. You're updating every single thing on Facebook. So they don't need a chip. We know when you gave birth. We know when you married. We know when you had a fight with your wife. We know when you had a fight with your husband. Like, all kinds of information. You're putting it out by yourself. So please go get vaccinated. Get your first, get your second, get your third if you are eligible for the third. The only way you're eligible for the third, if it's been 6 months since you took your second dose. That's for those who took Pfizer, Moderna, or AstraZeneca. But for those who took Johnson & Johnson, 2 months, and then you are ready to go for a booster shot. And the booster shots available in Nigeria is Pfizer. The experts say that you can mix and match. I have a great show for you. Let's start with today's big three. We'll talk about the Shangisha Landlord Association attempting to evict Magodo residents. If you're in Magodo, please talk to me about what's happening. Did they go ahead and demolish, or what's happened? Then let's talk about the National Assembly going on recess before addressing the president's veto of the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. And then let's talk about some banks restricting cash withdrawals in the week before Christmas. Has this been your experience? On the glass ceiling today, I hope we can wrap up our series about the increase in domestic violence when a woman starts earning more than her husband. I hope we can wrap it up today. That series has dragged on for too long. And on Balogun and Broad, let's talk about 13th month. Let's talk about Christmas bonuses, Christmas breaks. I love that the federal government has giving you a long holiday. I say you because it doesn't apply to people like me. I have to work on that Monday and Tuesday. But you get Monday and Tuesday off alongside Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So congratulations to you. Well done. But away from the federal government, how about where you work? How about your place of business? Do you have a Christmas break? As a business owner, which ones do you provide? Which ones did you provide? Which ones did you used to provide before? But because of, economy, you have said, everybody, please try and understand that things are hard. We'll talk about that 5 p.m. on our business segment, Balogun and Broad. I have headlines for you, as usual. Business sports updates every hour on the hour. But right now, let's get into the big three. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. Have I said that? And these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
The big three.
On hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Who is to blame for the Magodo crisis? And how can it be resolved? Who is to blame for it? How can it be resolved? Should the National Assembly have gone on recess before acting on the veto? And is your bank restricting your cash withdrawals this week? Those are the big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Yesterday, the Shangisha Landlords Association told Magodo residents to leave. That's our first story. Bailiffs escorted by police officers and representatives of the association went from house to house in Magodo yesterday, telling residents that the land that their houses were on was illegally gotten land. They claim to be executing a 2012 judgment by the Supreme Court. Now, let me give you some context here, right? In the 80s, Lagos State's military government took possession of land in Magodo, which they said was for public use. But the Shangisha landlords, from whom the land was taken, alleged that the government was instead selling the land to cronies. So they went to the High Court. The High Court said that the government should give the land back to them. Government appealed. Appeal Court affirmed the ruling. State government appealed again. But in February 2012, the Supreme Court affirmed the judgment yet again and ordered the government to return 549 plots of land to the Shangisha landlords. That was 9 years and 10 months ago. 9 years and 10 months. But the Shangisha landlords say that the government still hasn't complied. And so they went with bailiffs and police to enforce the court order yesterday. Some Magodo residents and landlords are protesting this. They say that they bought the land fair and square from the government. They have the C of O's to prove it. They say that they were not made aware of any subsisting court case when they bought the land. So on one side, you have people who have a Supreme Court order saying that the land is theirs. And on the other side, you have people who parted with money to pay government for land backed by a C of O. How should this situation be resolved? I wish it was Madam Landlord Day so that we could take a look at this with property lawyers, you know, and the government itself. But this is quite huge, Lagos. Talk to me. I saw some social media posts of residents in Magodo saying that they were not allowed to leave today. Different estates there, they were not allowed to leave. They were locked in. They were told that bulldozers were going to demolish their houses. Some of them reporting that bulldozers had, in fact, got into some of their residents intending to knock down their houses. If you have some direct knowledge of this Magodo situation or the court cases, I would really like to hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a resident in Magodo or a landlord in Magodo, call me as well and tell me what you know. I want to hear from you. If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. For men, 0700-993-993-993. But for the rest of Lagos, tell me what you think about this matter. How do you think it should be resolved? Because remember that I said on one side, you have people who have a Supreme Court order telling them that the land is their land. You have on the other side, people who paid hard-earned money to the government for a land that is backed by C of O. So how should this situation be resolved? And separate from that, based on your knowledge of Nigeria and your knowledge of Lagos, how do you think it will be resolved? So two separate questions there, right? Question one is, how do you think it should be resolved? Number two is, how do you think it will be resolved? If you live in Magodo, what's happening there right now, this second, what's happening there? 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thanks for calling. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call us back. Hello. All right. So we've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. If you have some data, we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Hello. Thanks for calling. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
This is Sonny calling. Hi. From Surulere.
Sonny from Surulere, welcome.
Sandra, this Magodo issue is is so shocking to me yesterday.
Okay.
It's true, I don't have any interest there. Like, I don't have any house there, have any. But this is an area I frequently visit.
Okay.
And looking at the edifice built on that place and everything.
Mm.
And I just saw this news last night when I came back.
Right.
I was shocked.
Right.
So what I'm saying in essence is that the judgment has been delivered. And looking at it legally, there's no other place the Magodo Landlord Association will go again.
Right.
They have gotten to the case, I've gone to the last bus stop.
Right.
From my own thinking. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm just saying from the little I can say about law.
Right.
And again, the only thing, having gotten the land, even with CEO and everything,
mm-hmm.
I can say that you see that thing that we always say about our government.
Mm.
Government are, in most of time, are fraud. The people in government are most of time are fraud. When they know that this case is in court, why do they go on continue allocating those lands to people? Therefore, they are playing their way. Why can't they have a size patience? And by the time they have exhausted the case and everything, probably they may win the case. If they win the case, they want to continue selling the land, allocating it to people and collecting money from them. Now, these people are in this area. They don't know what to do. I think the only thing that even yesterday night when I shouted, my wife asked me what, I told her this is what I'm seeing. The only thing I told her last night that the Magodo Landlord people will do is just to humble themselves and go to those Shangisha landlords and sort out them with them. There's no place they can go again unless they want to create another court or court of heaven. That's the only place they can go. Because looking at it, there's no way they can. And these people have given them chance. And even government, they are not saying anything. Okay, since that yesterday now, I've not heard anything from Lagos State government to tell you that they are fraud. It's true that the people in government today will tell you they are not the one that did it, but government is inheritance. Understand?
Right.
So if you take over government, you both assets and liabilities, what you are going to take.
Right.
Or they will go to this landlord, Magodo people will go to the Lagos State government, they balance them their money.
Right.
Even they will value the properties and also balance them their money because there's something they can do again.
Right.
I tell you, this is fraud and fraud and fraud on the side of Lagos State government.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Very strong opinion there from Sunny Isulere. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good
evening. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, this is Ngozi calling you from Ajawe.
Thanks for calling, Ngozi.
Yeah, thank you. Sandra, for me, I'm surprised when people say that the landlords, the Magodo landlords, they don't have option here.
Okay.
They have option. Yes, the Supreme Court have ruled that the land does not belong to Lagos State government. But that's where I also sometimes fault our legal system.
Okay.
When the courts already know that people have bought these properties, occupying their built houses, yes, somebody might have gotten an asset to his property that was taken. But knowing that this is a very delicate case, I expected like Supreme Court to put a clause. When you put a clause there, either mandating the government that sold this thing to reimburse the family or renegotiate or settle this land. If you even say settle the landlord, that what kind of settlement are we talking about? People that have built houses with, probably some of them are civil servants there, that have built these houses when they had got this money. So, I don't know. Sometimes I fault a lot of things in our legal system. Then somebody saying they don't have option. They have option. It simply means the government of the day that sold this thing to them, they are fraudulent. So, and when somebody is fraudulent, if it's an individual, an organization, government usually go after them. So, I expect the government to go after themselves and do the needful. Go back to this family, negotiate with them, settle them, and let these landlords have their peace. That's what I expect from Lagos State government. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Thank you, Ngozi, for calling us. All right, 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
I'm going to put my contribution. My name is Benedict.
Welcome, Benedict. Go ahead.
All right. The landlord at the association in Magodo, what they should do is that is to go and sue Lagos State government. Then Lagos State government pay them their money according to the value of the present property. Because no one can go against the order of the appellate court. The Supreme Court is the highest court of the land. That is all.
Okay.
They have to go to court and ask Lagos State government to refund their money at the present rate.
Okay.
That is Magodo Resident Association.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. Lagos, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We start the day with three of the biggest stories. And yesterday, the Shangisha Landlord Association told Magodo residents to leave because they are executing a 2012 judgment by the Supreme Court. Bailiffs escorted by police officers and representatives of the association went from house to house in Magodo yesterday, telling residents that the land that their houses were built on was illegally gotten land. So on the one side, you have people who have a Supreme Court order telling them that the land is theirs. On the other side, you have people who have bought land from government that is backed by C of O. So how should this thing be resolved? If you have some direct knowledge of this Magodo situation or the court cases, I want to hear from you. If you're a resident or a landlord, call me and tell me what you know. For the rest of Lagos, I just want you to tell me what you think should happen here. How do you think this matter should be resolved? And away from that, based on your knowledge of Lagos and of Nigeria, how do you think it will be resolved? So two things there. How should it be resolved? How do you think it will be resolved? We've got WhatsApp 080-959-75805 and we've got Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel. Yes, welcome.
Yeah. You know, if you understand that in Nigeria now, this is exactly what is happening. Like this is what is trending.
Okay.
This is what's raining. You know, this happened before in Orile Ijora. Apart from Orile Ijora, the next thing that happened is marriage registry in Ikoyi after 30 years.
Okay.
They come to verdict or whatever they come to.
Okay.
Now, Magodo. I'm just happy that this thing happened in Magodo. You understand me?
Uh-huh.
Because as I mean, this happened somewhere around Yaluwuru, Surulere, Yaba. Do you know that they will just send Agboro, they will come and beat people off and they will take over that land. Now, they have their match. They have met their match.
Okay. Thank you very much. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Let me quickly take a look at the messages we have on WhatsApp. So we've got this one here. From Kunle, who says, the Magodo homeowners, in conjunction with the Lagos State government, should repurchase the land from the Shangisha landlords. Ha! Or more double spending. Hey, hey. It go hard, though. Sandra, the best way to resolve the issue of Magodo is either the government costs the value of the properties and pay each property owner, or they should go to the right people who own the land and pay the actual cost of the land now. Miolensky from Akute with that suggestion there. Sandra, just last Thursday on Hard Facts, you reported about an agent that collected 400k from over 50 people for 15 flats. It was actually 11. Today, you're reporting government taking over 549 plots from its original owners more than 30 years ago. Government, citizens, same of same. So who will apprehend each other? That's Chris. Chris is listening from Accra. All right, Chris, thank you very much for your message. We have a break coming up in 1 minute 30 seconds. So let me just run out the clock by taking messages from WhatsApp. Sandra, do not forget that former military governor Buba Marwa was the governor of Lagos State back then when the Supreme Court judgment about Magodo lands was given. No, the Supreme Court judgment was given in 2012. So we're already in a civilian dispensation. But you're saying now that the man is NDLEA chairman boss today under Buhari's APC. If the Magodo residents are to start anything to reclaim back their lands, it must start from the former governor, Buba Marwa, because from your news, some of the lands were already being sold out to government cronies. Well, that's... I don't know about that, but let me take a look at more messages from WhatsApp. Hold on. How much time do I have? 30 seconds. Can I take a message in 30 seconds? nah, let me not risk it. We'll just take that break. When we come back, I'll take more of your calls, but we'll go into the second story first. Our second story takes us to Abuja, the National Assembly, where our National Assembly members went on recess instead of deciding whether or not they will veto the president's vote on election amendment. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away. It's 3:30. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. For our second story, let's look at reactions to the president's vetoing of the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. Will the National Assembly override the veto? We're going to have to wait until next year to find out, because both chambers have gone on recess for the festive season. Yesterday, Senator George Sekiba said that there are enough red chamber votes to override the veto. The Rivers State Senator said, quote, "Why will Mr. President say he doesn't want direct primaries? The country is not his limited liability company. This is a country and this is a chamber, so the Senate ought to override him. Yes, we are compiling signatures. We have gotten more than 73 persons prepared to override the veto. Yes, it cuts across party lines," end quote. 73 is, of course, the minimum number needed for a Senate override. 2/3 of 109 is 72 2/3. So you round it up to 73. That means George Sekiba is saying that the Senate already has enough votes to veto, to override the president's veto. But you need both chambers to override. And the House of Reps Speaker Femi Gbajabiamila sent the Green Chamber into recess. The minority leader, Ndudi Elumelu, asked the speaker to let the House decide right away because Nigeria couldn't afford to wait until next year. But the speaker told him that there was nothing to gain by rushing, especially since both chambers had to agree. Instead, he asked the members to consult with their constituents during the break. And now, Senate President Ahmed Lawan said today that since the House of Reps is on recess, there's no need for the Senate to take action right away. So they're going on recess as well. He also asked his colleagues to spend the break consulting with the voters. That's y'all. Basically, the Senate President and the House Speaker are saying that whatever decision they take next month will be because of what you tell them. So I'm asking you, their constituents. Thankfully, Femi Gbajabiamila's constituents are right here in Lagos, in Surulere. What decision do you want them to take? Should they override the veto? Should they remove the direct primary mandate and send the bill back to the president to sign? Or should they let the bill die? Which senator and rep are you consulting with over Christmas and New Year? What will you tell them? Also, what do you think about their decision to not make a decision before the year-end recess? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. You can still talk to me about our first story. What do you think should happen there? Because on the one hand, you have a Supreme Court order saying that the land that was taken in the 80s belongs to the people who are asking that residents there leave that land, right? But you have those who have paid money to the government for land that is backed by CFO. So how should this situation be resolved? So two stories so far. Which one do you want to talk about? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon, ma. This is Chinoye.
Chinoye, good to have you on the show.
Hey, me, my mama. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Hey, me.
Welcome. Go
Hello?
Ahead. Go ahead. Well, welcome.
Okay. Sandra is a question. If our government could do post, why, if our government could get mine to do post, why Ghana not go through the COVID-19? Don't hold us hostage. Our government have been here now.
How government take dupe you?
You know, yeah, Joyce issue. Yeah. Ghana don't hold us hostage now because of COVID-19. You need it. Andrade Kesemi. If our government see Dupont, I thought things would go wrong now.
No, but how the government, just me now, I don't know, and you get people who don't know. Just me, how government take, how government take Dupont?
Yeah, who sell land for those people? Not the government, man. Then the government and government they fight for the land before one of them will decide. Hello? Hey, and I talk, man. Not the same government that said the land to we members. Then we'll come by now. The same government come to fight their session and then Mandela and this and Mandela. Sandra. Sandra, I beg you need to call me back because I need to go for a break. Please call me back if you can.
Okay, thank you. 99.3, hello. 99.3, hello. Thanks for calling.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Adebola from Palm Grove.
Welcome, Adebola.
Yes. Sandra, I'm just calling to remind you about a debate we had on direct
primary. I remember, girl. I got you. I remember.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we can do Christmas with our prize.
I remember, girl. I got you. Go ahead.
All right. Okay, just to remind you, basically, I've been looking out for you to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Thank you, Adebola, for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
I'm happy to work with you today.
I'm happy you're here.
Thank you very much. Well, on the issue that is under consideration, the issue of Sangisha and Magodo stuff, well, the truth of the matter remains that the government major cause of this confusion.
Okay.
No, legally speaking, when you acquire a particular land under Chapter 4 of the Constitution, you can actually acquire a land, but for public purposes, you know, building of schools, hospitals, and everything.
Right.
What happened really is that when that place was acquired from Sangisha residents, it was declared for public, it was meant for public purposes, I'm very sure.
Right.
Now, government may be unable to execute the public purpose. How to have returned the land to the owner, not selling it to individuals. Now, not returning it to the original owner, and now selling it and giving fee of hope. The law is that there is no amount of title document can cure any defect in your original ownership of the land. If, for instance, the CFO they are issuing now, there was in the government at the time of issuing the CFO, selling the land to Magodo people, had no power to have sold it because the land was acquired for a purpose. Mm. It was not used for it ought to have returned to the owner, not selling it to anybody. So the way out for Magodo people is to go and repurchase the land from the original owner. No, it will be very expensive, very sure.
Okay.
But the law is that who owns the land, no one's attached to it. All those structures on top belongs to the Sangisha people who originally owned the land.
Mm.
So that is just being that it's a serious problem that people in Magodo are into now. Right. A very, very serious
problem. Very serious problem. Thank you so much for calling to share your thoughts. David is on the line. Hi, David.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes, you see, the one of the hard work that military governments have done to Nigeria is this Magodo issue again.
Okay.
Because military governors worldwide are not made to govern. They are corrective government. Just to call me and make the necessary correction and go back. But our own military decide to stay put and cause a lot of problems. And this is one of it coming out again. Now, coming to the National Assembly, all the reasons that Mr. President gave, they are not tenable. They should just veto Mr. President to down to the wish of the people. That's your submission.
Thank you very much, David, for submitting it. All right, Lagos, if you just tuned in, hello to you. I told you that we have people who are in the Sangisha Landlords Association telling Magodo residents to leave. They were there yesterday night going from house to house telling residents that their land, that their houses were built on, was illegally gotten. They claim that they were executing a 2012 judgment by the Supreme Court. 9 years and 10 months ago, the Shagisha landlords say that the government has not complied, and so they went with bailiffs yesterday, and they went with police as well to enforce the court order themselves. Now, some of these residents and landlords are protesting. They say that they bought the land fair and square from the government. They have the CFOs to prove it. They were not made aware of any court case when they bought the land. So, you know, serious wahala here. What should happen? Who should bend for who? Because you have a court order, a Supreme Court, so final court in the land, has ruled that yes, now your land be this. And then you have those who have bought land from government, CFO land from government. How should this be resolved? Then for our second story, I told you that we'll have to wait until next year to find out if our National Assembly will override the president's veto of the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. George Sekibo says in the Senate, he's a senator from Rivers State, and he says that they have the votes in the Senate to override the president's veto. But before we could do anything about it, Femi Wajabiamila, the House of Reps Speaker, called for recess, end-of-year recess, and told his House members to go and ask their constituents what do you think should happen here. And when Ahmed Lawan saw that the House of Reps have gone on recess, he said, okay, well, let's also go on recess. Go and consult with your constituents. What should we do here? And here we are, Lagos. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. You come from different parts of Nigeria. Some of you are from Lagos, some of you are from Kano, some of you are from Kebbi, some of you are from Bayelsa, some of you are from Akwa Ibom, sorry. Some of you are from Anambra, some of you are from Enugu, from Abia, from Cross River, some of you are from Kwara. So you have an opportunity here to make your voices heard, and I'm asking you, what do you think should be done here? Do you think they should override the president? Do you think they should remove the direct primaries clause and send it back to the president to sign? Or do you think they should let this bill die? Because George Sekibo was saying there's no time to waste. Why we can't just override it now. And they were going to do it, but Ahmed Lawan said, hey, what's the rush? Let's do it when we come back in January. What do you think about their decision to say, wait, let's wait until January? 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. We've got Facebook and WhatsApp, so we would love, please, to read from you on those platforms as well. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing? What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Anthony from Ikeja.
Anthony from Ikeja, welcome.
I've been trying to reach you in the last 1 hour, but thank God I finally got you.
Yes, welcome.
Go ahead. In respect to the rejection of the president assenting to electoral bill, I see it as an orchestrated action to deny Nigerians their rights. And I was surprised last week, Sunday, the governor of Rivers State said it emphatically. That the president will never sign it, that he challenged any Nigerian. I thought it was just mere joke, but it has come to pass. That is one. Two, vetoing the bill is something that we don't have the caliber of people, except few that have known the reason now, because it will favor them more. Because the governors are working against them. If they end up using indirect primaries, most of them that have been at loggerhead with the governor will not come back. So it will be in their own favor to allow direct primaries to prevail. But on the side of the Senate president and the speaker, I was shocked that the speaker that have been an advocate of this transmission of election via electronic and all that was one that quickly shot people that yesterday, let's close it and go on recess. Why are they holding to go on recess? This is a very simple thing that they can simply veto that same year today, because a lot of them were hot. They were happy to do it. But when they go now for their Christmas holidays, you know, Nigerian system, Ghana must go with exchange hands.
some of them will come back and start singing a different song entirely. That is a very, very bad. Some of these people that will call our representatives and senators are not men of integrity and good character. For what they did yesterday, it's a shame. I dumped my car for Sikibo for coming out to say, yes, this country does not belong to one personal person.
Mm.
It is not a private company to one individual.
Mm.
It is a country that has more than 250 ethnic groups.
Mm.
People should decide on what they want. They've known now that if this thing stays true, all this printing and also incident fund will never happen again.
Mm.
This is the reason why they are fighting against it. The issue of Magodo residents and Shangisha, it's unfortunate that Nigerians will fall into this kind of big trap. Federal state government sold because all land in a state is vested on the state. And any CFO issued by any state, it is sacrosanct and it's the state that owns the land. For a group of landowners to come up after so many years, even though they got a valid judgment from Supreme Court, which is the final arbiter of to every matter.
That's right.
But I still feel that those people at the Supreme Court should have some kind of sense of human feelings. People have invested their money. Some people saved and borrowed money from banks to build some of those houses.
Yeah, but what about the people? What about the people whose lands it was before they forcefully took it away from them?
The people, let me tell you the problem with some of these things. Most of this land that people claim they own are land that ordinarily, some of them could not develop it. Even farming, they cannot farm with it. Government say, hey.
Yeah, but it's still their land. It's their land.
It's their land. For government to have taken it, their fathers must have been compensated because no government will take land for public use without compensation. This is what people do not understand. Government cannot just
actually in the this thing happened in the 80s and it was military government that took possession of this land and they said military government took possession of this land and said it was for public use.
Yes, and I know military government, any land they take even for public use, they still pay compensation. No government, no matter how bad the military government may be, will not take your land without paying compensation. The truth is that the people that collected this compensation, I have a land in my own community that health center was built. This one was collected. Some people collected the compensation and did not give it to the immediate family, our own family that owns the land.
But here's the thing. If they had been compensated, why did the Supreme Court rule in their favor? Because a lot of the time, government takes land without compensation.
Yes, that is what the original Magodo people and people in government today should go into, because I'm sure that property they may not be compensated full the exact amount of what the property is worth, but for the fact that government will not pay 100% of what you can get outside, because most of the land here in Nigeria are overbloated. Nigeria is the only country where somebody will use 2 billion naira could go and buy one plot of land, whereas I can use $200,000 to go and buy a very large 2.5 acres of land in California that is a better country. It's only in Nigeria that we overbloat things, we make things so bad to ourselves.
All right, I've been talking to you for 5 minutes. That's quite a long time. Let me give other people a chance to talk. But I will say this. If government had compensated these people who took the government to court, both to a high court and to an appeal court and the Supreme Court, government would have mentioned that they compensated them in court. The case has gone through the entire justice system. How is it possible that the issue of compensation went unmentioned? Let me take a message from Facebook. Alapwe says, please, I want you to brief me a bit on the reason for the eviction likely to happen in Magodo, because majority of those houses in Magodo are owned by some powerful people in government. Even some past governors and deputies across Nigeria own the house is there. So just tell me what has happened there. Look, if this National Assembly goes to any recess without letting Nigerians know their position on the electoral bill, I will now believe truly that they are rubber stamp legislators. Well, they've already gone on recess, so I guess you now believe that they are rubber stamp. It is better for them to just give any position than to go without any. It will amount to real stooge, as some quarters call them. All right. Thank you very much for your message, Mr. Alapke. Now, we've got our final story here. It's a short one. There are reports from many states that banks are restricting cash withdrawals this week. If that's your experience, I would like to hear from you. The Punch newspaper has a report about it. It claims that some banks are not letting customers withdraw large amounts of cash due to a shortage. The paper reports that banks are claiming off the record that the CBN has not supplied them enough cash to meet the Christmas demand. They said that the shortage is affecting different states, including Lagos, Oyo, Ogun, Ondo, Taraba, and Kano. And it's not just banks that are affected, POS agents as well. If you're a POS agent, I would like to hear from you, because most of these agents get their cash from the bank, remember. So if the bank is dry, the POS agent will also be dry. So if you're in that business, I want to hear if this has been your experience. Has it affected you? Have you tried to get cash from a bank, from an ATM, from a POS agent this week or last week? What has your experience been? Have you experienced any difficulty? 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good evening. Thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Would be and Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling us, sir. What's your name? Oh, looks like his connection isn't very clear. Perhaps call us back if you can. 99.3.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Sandra, my name is Ufoma.
Ufoma, welcome.
Yeah, I called yesterday. I won, but nobody has called me.
Oh.
Goldie Penny.
Oh, I'm sure they'll give you a call.
Today?
I'm sure they will at some point, yes.
Okay, because nobody has called. That's why I'm calling.
All right, they'll call. Don't worry. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Oh, no. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Kingsley. I'm calling from Magodo.
Well, welcome, Kingsley. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you. Before I comment on the Magodo thing, I would like to say something, and I would like for you to please take it as advice.
Okay.
Now, I the journalism of you raise a topic and you ask people to call in might be dangerous.
Okay.
Quite a lot of the opinions that I have heard are too much on the speculative side, blaming the Lagos State government. What I would have thought would be the right thing to do would have been to call officials of the state government to throw light on this, and then ask people to call in to either confirm or deny what they have done. The facts about the Magodo case are quite huge, and to throw it to the members of the public who are not involved, who do not know what transpired, is rather dangerous.
Do you know what transpired?
Yes, I have an inkling of what transpired.
Okay,
I live in Magodo, like I said.
So share with us,
so,
then.
Yeah. The judgment of the High Court that led to this Supreme Court judgment was delivered by a judge on the day he was to retire. Final address was done on the same day. Judgment was delivered by the same judge on the same day. I don't want to give a speculation as to what happened at that point. Now, also, the judgment said 511 plots of the plots in Magodo belonged to the Magodo Landlords Association. Now, today there are about over 3,000 plots in Magodo. So which 511 belong to these individuals that won this case? Unfortunately for them, those who helped them in the High Court, the Court of Appeal, and the Supreme Court did not think about that. So, in the role of Magodo, there is no plot that is pointed at by that judgment as belonging to these people. I know for a fact that the state government has offered the creditors, the people who won that case, they have offered them land in Badagry, they've offered them land in Ibejuleki. The problem that made that negotiation collapse was one individual, one Adeyiga, wants the whole land that is being given to be given in his name. And government insisted that it must be given in the names of all the people that won that case. So amongst the people that won that case, there are different factions. So they got a writ of possession, I think it was in 2016 or 17. And that writ of possession was challenged by individuals in Magodo who said, although there is a judgment, but that judgment does not point to my plot, and so you cannot delay the execution on me until a court judgment points to my own plot. So that was what made them fail. Now they have appealed that setting aside. That appeal is pending before they did yesterday's action. So what they do is they will go to police station, they will go to bailiff without disclosing the full facts of the case and come. This operation they did yesterday, it will die down. Another year, they will come again. This Adeniga individual does not live in Nigeria. He lives abroad. So whenever he has the opportunity to come to Nigeria is when he does all these things. So I will advise that your radio station should reach out to the Ministry of Justice and maybe the Lands Bureau to get the detailed facts of the case and not allow people to cast aspersions as to the integrity of the state government.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Now, if you had been listening from the beginning of the show, you would have known that we said, well, if you have details of this, reach out to us. Because, again, this segment of the show is about the biggest stories of the day. It is opinion-driven. It is listener-driven. So the same way you've come with information about it, that's the same way other people have been sharing theirs, right? If you were also listening, you would have heard that we have reached out to the government, and we will talk about this on a segment for real estate. So next time if you tune into a show late, don't, you know, just stagger into the place guns blazing. Maybe perhaps like assume that you missed the information the first time you went out. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we will take a few more thoughts. We'll take a few more calls. We'll take your thoughts off of WhatsApp as well. But very interesting points that last caller made. Very interesting details that he shared. Good thing that he lives in Magodo, so he has a bit of information about what exactly is happening there. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and we've got messages on Facebook and on WhatsApp. We'll take a look at all of them when we come back on 99.3 Nigeria Info. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us. Oh, sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
How are you? Good afternoon. What's your name?
I'm Princess Blessing from Banyan Island.
Good to have you on the show.
Sandra, thank you very much. My contribution is this. My late husband house building, two buildings in Magodo.
Okay.
And exactly what you are explaining, that is what they have been telling us since early this year.
Okay.
It's only like me, I don't have time to follow them to here and there, because all the documents of the house, even when he bought the land, is with me. You understand?
Okay.
I don't want to follow them to go and drag anything until they point the building before I write up.
Okay.
So as for that man that is saying they should not bring the topic in the radio, why? Why? Even if he's the owner of his own house in Magodo, he's not the owner of this radio station. So let them educate us so that we know, because there is many things that I don't know that I learned from this radio station. You should not come and say that you should not bring the topic in this radio. It's a topic that even newspaper, if you...
Sorry about that, Princess. Thank you very much for calling from Banana Island. Hello.
Princess Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
My name is Prince Wires, calling from Amodofi.
Welcome, Prince Wires.
I think I would like you to invite a government officer to your studio to ask one or two questions from them. So the man that just called, I explained detail. Yes, but if we have a voice of the government, is come and tell us. What is this to be the Supreme Court judgment?
And for the National Assembly, postpone the file to next year. As I look at it, next year nothing will happen. The National Assembly, as it is now, they can't override the president by signing the act to become a law. It will just manage the the portion that the Mr. President complained about and turn it back to Mr. President for signing. That is it, because indirect or direct today is open for manipulation by the politicians. So what I want is for the Mr. President to sign to become a law, whether the political party were indirect or direct, let us leave it for them. This is how I see. But for the senator to say, I've got a 16 name, I've got a 16 name to vary the political party, it can't happen. And finally, Sandra, I want to commend the senators for giving us the budget at a record time. This is what I've seen, my dear.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. We have the business news coming up. After the business news is done, let's switch gears and talk about women's rights. Now, that report from Australia is still forming the basis of our conversation. So don't step away from your radio, sit in that car, or if you have to step away from your radio, just keep listening to us online, nigeriainfo.fm.